Good word, how go sit.
Check your own attitude. Check the attitude of the mind.
Lo ba ganiya de ga pa ni de de.
Greed can be everywhere. Could be hiding anywhere.
Sai ku ji da chuan jin la le kha ja lo. Di five ki di ta yu bo mien la le me.
When we start seeing more defilements, it's actually because the mind is getting more skillful at noticing things in the mind. So when we see a lot of defilements in the mind, some of us might think that we're suddenly developing a lot of defilements or having a lot of defilements. But in fact, they've always been there. It's just now our ability to see them has improved. Particularly when we see more subtle minds, that's when we detect all the many, many defilements that are there. But it means that when we see the defilements, that the defilements are not growing unchecked in our minds. They're not running amok without detection. When we talk about subtle states of mind, subtle minds, it means that you're noticing the mind as soon as it arises, almost as soon as it arises.
Upama.
So to give an analogy, if you had an enemy and they were going to ambush you, it's better that you see them than you don't. Usually, our lives are run by the defilements, but we don't know. So if we know the subtle minds, then we know as soon as the defilement arises, and as soon as we know the defilement, then it will subside, because it's still subtle. He says then the mind will remain clear. It will not become confused or agitated.
sing ma ti nyan ni phit la bu so da ga kirina ni pa ma phit ma sing ma kirina ni aw sing ma ti nyan ni phit la bu ga sing ma kirina ni pa do ma phit ma yin ai pa do ma phit ma nen do bu
for wisdom to grow in the mind, defilements need to get less in the mind. As defilements get less, wisdom will grow. And for the defilements to get less, awareness needs to be continuous. The more that wholesome qualities are allowed to develop in the mind, the less unwholesome qualities are allowed to have space to develop in the mind. That wholesome quality that we're developing is awareness. And the more we understand the nature of the defilements, the more they decrease, the less they come up. And as the defilements decrease, the mind becomes increasingly purified. And as the mind becomes purified, insights begin to arise. That's why we have to practice all the time, always, every moment, as much as we can. And while waiting and watching all the objects that come to you, he says you can watch them from any angle. You can watch them from the front, from the back. He's speaking metaphorically, figuratively. He says you can go out to the side and look at them. Look at them from different angles. But he says, don't focus into them. Do not lean into them. That is the one angle you don't want to go. Wisdom always steps back to take a look, get a more objective view. See it more clearly.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't have it. Okay.
When we watch the defilements, when we know them, pay attention to them, and they gradually decrease, and when they are gone, he says, we tend to think that our work has been done. But he said, that's not the end of meditation. The goal is not to have the defilements just disappear. He says, there is still investigating left to be done. So now we've been aware and the defilement has gone. Imagine if we had not been aware of the defilement. Where would it have gone? It is said that in 1 second there are a gazillion minds. And if we don't know what's happening in the mind will be running on, doing its thing, defilement or wholesome, without our really knowing it. But they're growing in the mind. So can you imagine how much relief the mind is getting from the defilements, from the mere fact that we are aware of the defilement? The defilements never come alone. They always come in a team. A SWAT team. So the littlest defilements could grow very large in our minds if we weren't aware of it. Fire is fire. Whether the fire is small or big, fire still burns. And don't be in a hurry when you're meditating. Don't be in a hurry for results. Anyway, meditation is to be done our whole lives. We're not only going to practice these 2 weeks, we're going to practice our whole life long. The practice of the Dhamma never ends. If we know, if we understand the Dhamma a little, we will practice a little. If we understand the Dhamma a lot, we will practice a lot. And if we truly understand the Dhamma, then we will truly practice. When we've had a few days in retreat and the practice gains some momentum, it starts feeling better, the practice seems easier. He says, we seem to get into this great hurry to get more. But there is no hurry. Just keep going as you have, steadily.